This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Friday that reactors at Ukraine's largest nuclear plant had not been affected during a Russian attack on the site in the early hours on Friday that shocked the globe and raised fears of a possible nuclear accident. General Rafael Grossi told an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council that no security or safety systems were compromised in the fire. He also said neither of the reactors themselves were hit by the Russian projectile blamed for starting the blaze. Grossi told council members that Ukraine has four large nuclear sites, 15 reactors, and associated facilities, as well as the defunct Chernobyl site, which experienced a catastrophic meltdown in 1986. He did not name Russia when describing the attack, saying only that a projectile hit a building adjacent to the block of reactors at Zaporizhia and sparked a fire, which was later extinguished. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who met with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Brussels, said NATO allies are not seeking conflict with Russia, but they are ready for it if it comes. Blinken said Russia's taking of the biggest nuclear plant in Europe shows the length to which Vladimir Putin is willing to go.
Russia's reckless operation around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant risked a catastrophe, a nuclear incident. The Kremlin should immediately cease all attacks around Ukrainian nuclear facilities and allow civilian personnel to do their work to ensure the facility's safety and security.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. Software giant Microsoft announced Friday that it's suspending all new sales of Microsoft products and services in Russia over that country's invasion of Ukraine. The company said it was stopping many aspects of its business in Russia in compliance with governmental sanctions declarations. It also said in a statement, like the rest of the world, we are horrified, angered, and saddened by images and news coming out of Ukraine. Many companies have announced they are limiting or ending their activity in Russia. Some companies include Apple, Nike, and Dell Technologies. Microsoft added that it will continue to work with Ukraine to protect the country from Russian cyber attacks. The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday reinstated the death penalty sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. The 6-3 ruling overturns a federal appeals court decision to void the sentence. The 2020 ruling by the First Circuit Court of Appeals decision overturned Tsarnaev's federal death penalty and instead sentenced the Kyrgyzstan-born terrorist to life without parole. The appeals court said the trial judge improperly excluded evidence that showed Dzhokhar was heavily influenced by his older brother, Tamerlan, who also took part in the bombing and later died in a shootout with police. The attack on April 15, 2013, killed three spectators and injured more than 260 others. The brothers later shot and killed a police officer before Tamerlan was killed on April 19th. After his brother died, Dzhokhar surrendered to police. Russia's internet regulator said Friday it had blocked access to Facebook across the country. It said it took the action following 26 cases of discrimination against Russian media and information resources by Facebook. It said Facebook restricted access to RIA Novosti, Sputnik, and Russia Today, among others. On February 27th, the European Union announced it was banning Russia Today and Sputnik from broadcasting in the EU. YouTube reportedly also blocked RT in the European Union. Twitter announced Monday it will start labeling and making it harder for users to see tweets about Ukraine from Russian state media like RT and Sputnik. Also Friday, Russia's legislature advanced a new law that would make publishing so-called fake news about the army a crime punishable with jail time. The new law led to the BBC suspending activities in Russia. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.